Hi, welcome to the Hunting Channel Online Tip of the Week, sponsored by the WhitetailBlueprint.com. I'm your host, John Stallone. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about practicing for the game. I'm always preaching about practicing lifelike scenarios. It's so important to practice situations that you might be faced with during the hunt. The year leading up to my 07 deer season, I was spending most of my time practicing hours on spot and stalk type hunting because I was going to release my first book, Secrets of Hunting at Western Game, and because we got drawn for elk that year, I was mainly doing all my stuff from the ground. During all this, I did not shoot one arrow from the tree, and my first deer trip was in Illinois, and my very first morning on stand, and an absolute monster stopped right in front of me, quartering away 19 yards, was 180 inches of pure stud, and I sent an arrow harmlessly over his back. I chalked it up to buck fever that morning, and the next morning I decided to shoot a doe to get the hunt jitters out. She was broadside at 20 yards, and would you believe it, I missed again. I was baffled. I had shot my bow at the lodge the night before, and I was hitting tic-tacs at 60 yards, but I couldn't shoot a 300-pound deer at 20 yards. What was going on here? I didn't know. It wasn't buck fever, because I missed the doe, too. It's because I hadn't been shooting for the game. I had been shooting 60 and 80 yards from the ground, kneeling, sitting, in every which way I could think of, but not from a tree. I had trained myself so well for the Western game hunts that my muscle memory would not allow me to shoot the way I needed to from the stand. So with some mental adjustments, I was able to score a turkey at 45 yards and a doe at 19. As for the buck, I never did get an opportunity at that big buck again. And because he was burned in my skull, I would not accept the 10 other 130-inch steers that passed beneath my stand. The moral of the story is, practice for the hunt. Standing 20 yards in front of a big target shooting field point is not going to help you get prepared for shooting a deer from 20 feet up in the air, 30 yards out with a broadhead. So next week, and the week after, we're going to give you some drills to do to get you ready for that hunt. That's it for this week. Check out the WhitetailBlueprint.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you out in the field.